If you'd like to open your supplements to 742, in a moment we'll be singing some of that. This is the month of our National Day of Thanksgiving, of course, but the scriptures suggest that all of our prayers include thanksgiving every day of our life. So let us begin with a portion of Psalm 34 on the sheet printed for you responsively. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed.
This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles.
O, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. The first two stanzas. Also from the 17th chapter of Luke. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." In Jesus' name, beloved of God, this, of course, is a very familiar account to many, if not all of you. You learned it in Sunday school, perhaps again in confirmation class. You heard it again just last month. Maybe you've read it again since that time. It is worth all that attention, because there are many things to learn here. We can learn about our Lord's sense of hearing, how good it was. He was on his way to Jerusalem to die for the sins of the whole world. He had people with him to visit with. He had plenty to occupy anyone's attention, and yet he still managed to hear the cries of 10 sick men who were calling from a distance for help. We can learn about the nature of faith. First, that these men even called to the Lord at all, and then that they followed Jesus' word even before there was any outward sign of healing. But mainly, this month we would look at the thankful leper and learn about the cause of true thanksgiving. Many people today think that the number or the richness of the material blessings you have received will determine how thankful you are. And so, in the wake of some events like deadly tornadoes or fatal hunting accidents or car crashes, school shootings, and other tragedies which have occupied our nation's attention in recent years, in the wake of those, some might not even see a reason for having a Thanksgiving, at least not in those affected houses. This thought was put in a graphic way once in the Los Angeles Times. Under a picture of a family at prayer around the Thanksgiving dinner table, the caption read, "And we thank you for all our gifts, including the butterball turkey which our company gave us instead of a dividend check this year." Somehow you get the idea that if the Lord had blessed them more, if they'd gotten a dividend check, they would have been more thankful. Not true. For how then could David, homeless, alone, and in a cave, when his friend came to him, say, "I will praise the Lord at all times"? Or how could Paul and Silas sing praise to God from the dungeon in Philippi, with their hands and feet in chains and the filth clinging to their open wounds? If thankfulness depended on the amount of one's present blessings, those would have been very thankless times for David and for Paul. And if the physical gift was what brought thankfulness, there would have been 10 men falling at Jesus' feet and praising God. For were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They all received the same blessing, but they did not all return to give thanks, because the blessing meant different things to them. Consider, for example, the difference between finding a certain amount of money on the sidewalk, suppose you found a $50 bill, and receiving that same amount of money from Grandpa and Grandma. In the one case, it means that if you can't find the owner, you have dollars in your pocket. In the other case, it means you have dollars, and you also have the love of your grandparents, perhaps the hope of future blessings, and someone to thank. May God grant us the blessing once again this Thanksgiving of enjoying not only the gifts, but also the giver. For only then will it be a true thanksgiving and a happy one. Last two stanzas.